a couple weeks ago, I did an episode, and the title of that episode was In Your Partner's Eyes, A Reflection on Love and Self. And how that episode came about was, I was out hanging out in the French Quarters here in New Orleans, and with my cousin and a couple other people, and we're hanging out this bar / jazz club, and there were other podcasters there, and we were talking and just chatting it up a little bit, and some of it was about relationships. And so from my conversation, I went straight home, or when I did get home that night or that morning, I decided to do an episode. And it was like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. And it was on my mind, so I wanted to talk about it. And from that episode, I got comments. But the comment that struck me the most was, it went something like, I wouldn't let my husband or man be out at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. He has a curfew. And I'm like, wow, he has a curfew. So I decided I think I'll speak about that. Should men have a curfew? Or should women give their husband, boyfriends, or whatever it may be, should they give them a curfew? Or maybe should men in committed relationships, should they have a curfew? Let's talk about that.
Welcome to KNX Unscripted with your host, Keith B., an exceptional, open-minded individual who enjoys sharing one-on-one conversations with people from all over the world. He explores their passions, backgrounds, and cultures, generally what keeps them excited about life. This podcast is a raw, unscripted conversation. Real talk about everything. Race, culture, sex, marriage, sports, and more, with no limits. So if you're ready, let's begin the conversations. This is the KNX Unscripted Podcast. Here's your host, Keith B.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to the KNX Unscripted Podcast, where we dive into thought-provoking topics without a script. And today we're diving into a controversy subject, curfews for men in committed relationships. Should they exist? Are they outdated? Or is it an outdated concept? Let's explore this. Let's talk about this. Curfews for men. You know, as society evolves and traditional concepts surrounding relationships and commitments are being reevaluated, and one area of discussion is whether or not men in committed relationships should have curfews. I mean, this hotly debated topic raises an important question about trust, individual autonomy, and the importance of communications within a relationship. As a man who has experienced such situation, I try to talk about both sides of this. You know, I don't want to be one-sided about it. You know, respect, trust, and commitment. You know, in many committed relationships, trust forms the foundation of the relationship. Both partners agree to be faithful and honest and open with each other. And to me, implementing a curfew can be seen as a restriction on one's independence and a lack of trust in the relationship. Men, just like women, deserve the opportunity to prove themselves, prove their commitment without being bound to time restrictions. You know, autonomy and balance and independence. Personal autonomy plays a significant role in maintaining a healthy relationship. I mean, it's crucial for individuals, regardless of gender, to have the freedom to pursue personal interests, develop friendships, engage in hobbies outside a relationship. So I believe setting a curfew for men can undermine their sense of autonomy and their personal growth, potentially leading to resentment and a straining relationship. Open communication is one of the other key factors. You know, instead of imposing curfews, fostering that open and honest communication is vital in a committed relationship. Both partners should have discussions regarding their expectations and concerns and any potential issues that may arise. By setting clear boundaries and understanding each other's needs, trust can be built and maintained without the need of arbitrary curfews. Personal responsibility is another key thing here. Rather than relying on curfews as a means to prevent inappropriate behavior, cultivating a sense of personal responsibility and respect is also crucial. Both partners should have trust in each other. Regardless of the time they return home, mutual respect fosters a sense of maturity and promotes a healthy and more equal relationship. Every relationship requires compromise and flexibility to succeed. Instead of enforcing curfews, partners should explore alternative solutions that meet both parties. Both parties' needs, not just one party. This may involve discussing concerns, setting up agreed expectations, and finding some type of middle ground that respects the personal freedom while ensuring the relationship remains the number one priority. I mean, the debate surrounding curfew for men in committed relationships raises an important question about trust, autonomy, communication, and personal responsibility. You know, some people are going to argue that curfews can foster trust. I believe that trust should be built through open communication, emotional support, and mutual respect, not by a curfew. Healthy relationships thrive when both partners feel free to pursue their individual interests while maintaining a commitment to each other. By prioritizing communication and understanding, couples can navigate these discussions and with respect and with empathy, replacing curfews with a solid foundation of trust. I don't know, man. This is kind of tough to hear that young ladies have curfews on men. I mean, if to the person or to the young lady, whoever it was, who sent me the comment about my man wouldn't be out that time of night, he has a curfew, I believe you and your man have some trust issues, some communication issues. You guys may need to sit down and discuss that. I'm a grown-ass man. I ain't no little boy. And that's another thing. Some of you grown women are with little boys. They might be age as a man. They may be big as a man, but mentally, they little boys. Ain't no woman gonna have a curfew on me. I mean, if we having curfews, we got relationship issues. I'm not a child. And some of you guys remember when we were children. We had curfews. Some of us had curfews when that street light came on. We had to run on in the house. That was like our signal. The street lights. We had a curfew. The street lights come on now, baby. I'm doing what I want to do. In a respectful way, though. In a respectful way. Respect to my partner. Whatever happened when them lights come on, them street lights come on, and I'm out and about, I'm respectful to my partner. She ain't got nothing to worry about. So the question is again, should men in committed relationships have a curfew? That's the question. Some of you little boys out there, some of them girls got curfews on you. They got curfews on you. Ain't no grown ass man that's running things gonna have no curfew. That's just what it is. Thank you for joining me on this KNX Unscripted podcast episode. I hope this episode has sparked some meaningful conversations and encouraged you to rethink the traditional relationships and norms. Stay tuned for more thought-provoking discussions in the future. This has been KNX Unscripted podcast. Please follow, like, listen on all podcast platforms. We are there. We are one of the most upcoming love podcasters out there. Check us out. Share KNX Unscripted. We out.
You've been listening to the KNX Unscripted podcast with your host, Keith B. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Be sure and catch our next episode, and thank you for listening.